This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. An attempt to regulate data centers is splitting Colorado's environmental and labor groups. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Data centers are the big, energy-hungry buildings behind the AI boom. At the state capitol, environmental groups are pushing legislation to require new facilities to build their own clean energy. The hope is that'll safeguard Colorado's climate goals and make sure households don't get stuck paying for the extra power usage. But labor groups are pushing back. They say the current plan could push important construction jobs into Wyoming and other neighboring states. Backers of the bill say they want to find a compromise as soon as possible. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Communities across Colorado are bracing for water shortages this summer. In the last few weeks, water managers around the state have announced varying restrictions on their customers' water usage. Siri Roman is the general manager for the Eagle River Water District, which serves thousands of customers in the Vail Valley. She says this year already appears more dire than most.
Kind of at the stage now where it's like red lights are flashing, and we're trying to get ahead of it and working with our community.
The Eagle River Water District has placed restrictions on outside watering, something many other municipalities around the state are also implementing. According to state officials, this year is shaping up to be one of the driest in more than 50 years. And you can find details on your local water district at cpr.org. And many ski areas are closing earlier than expected as this warm and dry weather persists. Granby Ranch will close today. Sunday will be the last day for Monarch and Purgatory. And just a few days ago, Buttermilk closed more than a week early. And this is CPR News and KRCC.